Dear friends, over these next 3 weeks, we are going to take a look at Isaiah 40, a really critical part of the Bible, and a lot of critical things were happening in Israel's history during this time. I'd like to start with a question, or maybe a statement here tonight, and that is this: life really depends on who you're buried with. A couple of you are looking strange at me, so let's do a teaching from Alfred Hitchcock, okay? There was an old Alfred Hitchcock Presents show. How many of you watched Alfred Hitchcock? A little bizarre. This particular episode had a woman that was in prison that became friends with the prison caretaker, a male. The prison caretaker's job, the male, was to listen for a bell to be rung in the prison, and then to go and receive the dead body of the prisoner, place it in a casket, nail the casket down with some nails. Then once all that was done, the prison caretaker was to put the casket on a wagon, which would be rolled out of the prison walls with the body inside in the coffin, and then the prison caretaker was to bury the casket 6 feet under in the graveyard at night. This was his role. Now, after about a couple, let's say a couple months of watching this rhythm and routine, the woman who was a prisoner became friends with the prison taker. They had a friendly relationship. She realized the rhythm that he was in, and she came up with a plan to escape the prison in this episode. And she approached the caretaker and said, "Here's the plan. The next time you hear the bell ring, I'm going to get out of my cell and walk down the hallway, and I'm going to climb into the casket with the dead body inside. Go ahead and nail it shut and take the casket out like you normally would outside the prison walls, take it to the graveyard and bury it down in the ground. And since I know that I'll have enough air there to breathe for a while, at least a few hours, you can come back at night and dig down and release me, and I can be free." This was her plan. She was pretty sure that this would work. Foolproof plan. She was definitely going to get out of prison. Pretty excited. Some more time passed, and sure enough, the bell rang. And at that point, she got out of her cell to work this plan, this foolproof plan. Walked down to the coffin and climbed in with the dead body, and waited for the nail to be put into the casket. And that happened. Then she was wheeled out inside the casket, out. Things were going just perfectly, and she could hear the dirt coming down on top of her, and she was excited, exhilarated, because she knew in just a few hours she would be free. Then she got curious. "I wonder who the dead person is inside the casket that's next to me." Yeah. She lit a light, and sure enough, in classic Alfred Hitchcock fashion, the caretaker was the dead. Screams, dead silence, episode over. That's Alfred Hitchcock. Back to my point. Life really depends on who you're buried with. Think about that. Buried. It's around this time of season that we feel buried, isn't it? How are you feeling? Got a lot of things weighing on your shoulders right now? Maybe buried with questions about what God's doing in your life. Does God really care? Why? Jesus is the light of the world, but I'm experiencing darkness. God is active and personal, yet I don't hear his voice. Buried. Buried with statements of disappointment from maybe a coworker or a boss. "You're not exactly as good as you were 10 years ago." Or maybe buried in your family. "You're not as good as your brother." Buried. Maybe you're buried with responsibilities. Are you feeling responsibilities? How are the cards coming for Christmas? Are you up to speed on writing all those cards, sending them out? We're not. Alicia's somewhere, I don't know. Buried. How you doing with packages, gifts to be purchased? A couple weeks away. Doing okay? We're not. We've got some things to do. Baked goods. Inviting friends over for Christmas. Thinking about what's ahead in the next couple of weeks. Buried. Buried with sin, past choices, addictions that plague us. Buried with broken relationships. I think we can relate to the feeling of being buried deep down in the ground, boxed in, claustrophobic, in a dark area with little room to breathe. We know what that's like. Maybe you're experiencing it right now, more so than any other time of year right now. Buried. Buried. This is where we find the Israelites in Isaiah chapter 40. Actually, more so in the historical part of Isaiah 35 through 39. But they're buried. Why do I say that? The nail has been put into the coffin on God's people, Israel. Why do I say that? Their city's been destroyed, Isaiah 40. They've been deported to Babylon. So what does that mean for them? Buried. Their cities, Jerusalem, in shambles. The markets that they went to are gone. The temple has been destroyed. The land has been completely destroyed. The environment has been destroyed. The plants that they have put out, the Babylonians have destroyed them. The harvest has been ruined. Then there's the fact that the idea of having a peaceful life and raising a family, gone, buried. They've been deported to Babylon. Questions about God are on their minds. Here are the questions facing the Israelites here, or God's people, Israel, here in Isaiah 40. Number one, is God weak? They're asking that. Marduk, the god of Babylon, the Babylonians are prospering. Israel's not. Is God weak? They were asking deeper questions about God. Is there even a God? He's silent. He's not even acting. He's not even speaking. There's no really statements here of God. He's silent here in this part of Isaiah. They were even asking deeper questions like, does God even care? If God, we believe that God is powerful, but maybe he's complacent and has forgotten about us. Buried, 6 feet under, claustrophobic, in a dark place. This is where we find God's people, Israel, in Isaiah 40, leading up to Isaiah 40. How does it change? Comfort, comfort, ye my people. God begins to simply speak. He initiates a relationship with his people and speaks. Just glancing at the Bible from Isaiah 40 all the way to Isaiah 55, Isaiah 40 says this. God says, comfort, comfort my people, says your God. God begins to speak to them. Isaiah 41, God speaks again and says this, listen to me in silence, O coastlands. In other words, those places that are forgotten. Hear me, I'm going to speak. Isaiah 43, God says this, but now thus says the Lord, he who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you, I have called you by my name, you are mine. See, Israel at this point, I think, is essentially buried deep down. But you see, at this point, God speaks to them, and they light a match, and they realize that right next to them, buried under all the rubble and circumstances in life, they realize that God is for them, and that God has power to raise them up and give them new life. These are the words God speaks to each one of us now. Comfort, comfort, ye my people. Comfort, comfort, ye my people. To you. You know, we can feel buried. But the thing that matters more than being buried is recognizing who we've been buried with. You've been buried with Jesus. In fact, this is the straight teaching of the New Testament. Romans chapter 6 verse Romans chapter 6, verse 4 says, "We therefore, having been buried in baptism with Christ, have been raised with him through his resurrection and through the power of God the Father who raised him from the dead." You have been buried with Jesus, and because of his power and his resurrection that he overcame the grave, he gives us the power to overcome everything that we're buried under, that's forced down upon us, especially during this time of season. Christianity teaches a totally different message than any other philosophy. Most philosophies or religions say this: don't be buried. Try harder to push the dirt away. Don't be buried. Christianity says this. What God says is this to his people: just admit that you're buried. It's okay that you're buried with all the responsibilities that you have in life. Sometimes that's just overwhelming. It's okay that we're buried with perhaps past disappointments or losses or grief or broken relationships. It's okay to admit that we're buried. But what God says is this: light a match. Light a match and see who you're buried with. You're buried with Jesus. And because we're buried with him, he has the power to overturn all things so that we can have life everlasting. And that is the gift that we're receiving this Advent, a reminder that who we're with, no matter what we face, we're with Jesus, and we can overcome all things. Let's take a moment tonight and pray about that before we conclude our time in prayer.